Well, good morning, Tim. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good.
I understand we've got some major film comers coming our way here in Buffalo.
Yeah, it's kicking up. It's going to be one of those summers, I can tell you that. It'll be very, very, very busy. We have a movie that's beginning to shoot on the 18th of this month, so just in a week or so here, and it's called Crown Vic. It's kind of this interesting story. It happens on one night of patrol in an LAPD cruiser, and it's kind of a seasoned police officer, a veteran, so to speak, kind of takes a young cop under his wing and takes him out on patrol and shows him really the brutal reality of life in L.A., I guess, behind the wheel. And somehow we apparently look enough like L.A. that they made it work, and we're so appreciative of that. And Thomas Jane, the famous movie star, is in that, as well as Luke Kleintank, and they'll be here shooting that movie.
So how did we come to pass for L.A.?
Well, you know, the creative producers are just great, great people, Angel Nigam and Greg Bello, and one other name you probably are familiar with, and that's Alec Baldwin, believe it or not.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
So they were talking and to another producer, a line producer by the name of Allison Latz, who had shot here in Buffalo before, and she says, you know, we could do this up in Buffalo. And so, you know, luckily the creative people, they got on the phone with me. I talked to them and assured them, you know, what they sort of needed assurances of. And we figured it out. And so they are here, they are prepping, and they will be shooting very, very soon. It'll be an exciting shoot for sure. This movie was really destined to shoot in Atlanta, of all places. But Allison felt that, hey, why not Buffalo? It's close to New York, where, you know, where it's kind of the hub of entertainment and production these days. And they just felt that the crew here, the city municipal services, the county executive, the mayor, you know, are also supportive of this industry here. They decided to make the change and do it in a city like this, where we really care about their business and we care about movies here.
Those palm tree lined streets in Buffalo.
Well, the good thing is this movie is going to be mostly shot at night. So you won't know if there's palm trees there because it'll be dark.
So that's a big one.
It's a big one. Yeah. Alec and you know, Thomas Jane, these are people that are actually very, you know, very popular actors. And it's also sort of funny because at the same time, while they're just about wrapping, we have another one ramping up to shoot, and that one is a return customer. It's one of the producers of Marshall, who remembered the experience here, Chris Bonjourn, remembered the experience here and decided to come back and shoot that movie in Buffalo again. And then, you know, we have at least three or four or five more that are ready to go. And we should be seeing all of that activity throughout the summer and into the fall. So, yeah, it's going to be some really cool stuff. And then a really, really big movie, not the size of, like, The Purge, which was here last year, but still significantly high in its budget. And that will be here in the fall.
Quite a summer of activity coming up here. Unfortunately, though, we are out of time at this time. So thank you for coming in.
And thanks for having me, as always, Pat. Appreciate it.
All right. My guest is Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I'm Pat Feldball, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.